Thank you, Brock. If you'll allow me to read scripture this morning, that'll be the foundation of the message. I'll be reading from Ezekiel 33, verses 1 through 11. And I'll also be reading the quote from Jeremiah 8. It's located inside the devotional. First, Ezekiel 33, 1 through 11. The word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, speak to your people and tell them, suppose I bring the sword against a land, and the people of that land select a man from among them, appointing him as their sentinel, and he sees the sword coming against the land and blows his trumpet to warn his people. Then, if anyone hears the sound of the trumpet but ignores the warning, and the sword comes and takes him away, his blood will be on his own head. Since he heard the sound of the trumpet but ignored the warning, his blood is on his own hands. If he had taken the warning, he would have saved his life. However, if the sentinel sees the sword coming but doesn't blow the trumpet so that the people aren't warned and the sword comes and takes away their lives, then they have been taken away because of their iniquity, but I will hold the sentinel accountable for their blood. As for you, son of man, I have made you a sentinel for the house of Israel. When you hear a word from my mouth, give them a warning from me. If I say to the wicked, 'Wicked one, you will surely die,' but you do not speak out to warn him about his way, that wicked person will die for his iniquity, yet I will hold you responsible for his blood. But if you warn a wicked person to turn away from his way, and he doesn't turn from it, he will die for his iniquity, but you will have saved your life. Now as for you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, 'You have said this, our transgressions and our sins are heavy on us, and we are wasting away because of them. How then can we survive?' Tell them, 'As I live, the declaration of the Lord God, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked person should turn from his way and live. Repent, repent of your evil ways. Why will you die, house of Israel?'" And from Jeremiah 8, "From prophet to priest, everyone deals falsely. They have treated superficially the brokenness of my people, claiming peace, peace, when there is no peace." May God add his blessing to that reading.